How are you? Happy, 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 happy Friday.
Come on in. We got stuff to do today.
We do. We've had a big week. It's been fun stuff. But today, I'm not going to lecture you, but I'm going to talk to you about your to-do list, because your to-do list is stressing you out. But Scott, I live and die by my to-do list. I know it's that second part that kind of gets to me a little bit, right? Let's don't do that. There is an easier way, a mindset shift I learned from a flight instructor. A lot of you people know this. A lot of industries do this, but maybe you haven't. So we'll chat about that today, and I'm going to make your life easier, I promise. A little shift in your mindset. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006. Way back when there were maybe 5,000 podcasts, and there were maybe 20 in the personal development space, we started this little thing, and now it's almost 5,000 later, 250 to go. This show will wrap, or I will retire from this particular format at the end of the year. It'll become something else. Don't worry about that. I'm expanding. I'm growing. I'm going to have a little fun, but it's not going to be this at the end of the year. Can you believe that? By the way, I owe you a thank you. I know I'm not your typical motivational dude. And again, I may be the only motivational dude, which makes me not typical. But thank you. 5,000 podcasts way back when I started. Do you know, in these days, in the personal improvement niche genre that I'm in, there's 92,000 plus podcasts. Now, I think most of them actually arrived during the pandemic when everybody in California bought a microphone and became a life coach. 92,000. So thank you for finding me. I know you limited time and most people only listen to about 5 podcasts. I know that, but I appreciate you finding me. And if I'm for you, thanks for sticking around. If I'm not, thanks for checking me out. Okay. Let's get to work. How's that? Big question I have on a Friday that I want you to ask yourself today is, how do I want to feel? Now, I've been asking this question for a very long time because it's a very technical question. It speaks directly to your subconscious mind. It's impossible for you not to want to feel good. Your subconscious wants you to be that way. So when you take the time, maybe at the end of the show for 30 seconds and lean your head back and say, how do I want to feel? It'll change your life. Let me tell you how I'm using it. I've done this for years, and I would sporadically, you know, throughout the course of the week, when things got kind of wonky, I would ask that question, how do I want to feel? Or go into a meeting, how do I want to feel? But about a month ago, I did something different. I've never been a guy that journals a whole lot, and I decided to do something, a journal in a different way, and I created what I called my daily awareness diary. And it's focused on being aware of what's happening in my day, and there's a lot of technical of what I put into this. It's prompted, so it actually guides me through the process. I'll share this with you in a couple of weeks. But I began to do that, and one of the prompts I have in my daily awareness diary is, how do you want to feel? And the really strange things that happened here in the past month of doing this every single day, 5 o'clock in the morning, is that every time I ask the question, how do I want to feel, and I have to write down an answer, it's been different every single day. And true to my advice I've given you for a long time now, me experiencing day after day after day, and I never did it every single day like that written down. True to what I've always said, the instant that I ask that question, the answer floods into my head. And what's even more interesting is every single day, it's different every single day. And I now have gotten where I'll sit down and look at that. How do you want to feel? And just wait for it to hit me. Boom. It is so powerful. So try it today. And maybe do it every single day next week. Just look at it and see what happens, okay? Boom. Let's get on with the show. The best to-do list you ever had. Back in the 80s, did you have one of those Franklin Covey planners? They were like a suitcase. You carried everything, went in there, right? Had your calculator, your wallet, your credit card. It was all in there. You couldn't put your phone in there because the phone was like a brick, or it was in a bag. But nowadays, you could put your phone in your planner if you had that. And I'm sure they're still around. I haven't checked recently. But, you know, the whole concept back then was to put everything in a planner and then prioritize it all and then check marks all day long. And then at the end of the day, whatever you didn't get done, you would turn the page and write it on the next day, prioritize again, and do the same thing. Really great way to stay productive. However, exhausting. Chasing check marks. But it works, right? Sort of. And then it's gotten kind of worse now because we have all the computer programs that, you know, put recurring tasks in there. I've been using one for about 10 years now. I have to tell you, there are certain times of the year when some recurring tasks that have showed up, different ones every single year around the same time, and now 100 show up on the same day for me to do. Ugh, crazy. I don't do that anymore. Your to-do list is making you too busy. So here's some advice. Lose it. Done. Out of here. Oh, what am I going to do? Replace it with a did I do it list. This is what I learned from a flight instructor when I got freaked out about doing pre-flight procedures on an airplane. I couldn't remember everything. He said, don't remember what you have to do. Just check to see that you did it. I said, huh? It's like, honey, did you lock the door? Honey, is the garage door? Did you close the garage door? I don't know. Well, we better check. Same thing, right? You don't go out the door every single day and say, here's my to-do list. I'm coming out to do my keys. Check. Go into my car. Check. Pull out of the garage. Close the door. Check. You don't do that. You just check to see if you did it. Traditional to-do lists work really well. Don't get me wrong. But it's way too easy to get focused on the list instead of the thing you're supposed to be doing. You know that to be true. Got to get my list done today. Got to get it done so I can sleep good tonight. What kind of reward is that? That's punishment. And don't get me wrong. There are some things that need a list. Any kind of project you're in, you need a list. Absolutely. Heck, you know, if you find me in the kitchen cooking, and every now and then I do, I'm following a recipe. You know why? Because otherwise, you don't want to know why. Trust me. To-do lists have their place. No doubt about it. Aircraft. Doctors are using them these days. Checklists, they call them. They have their place. But you should be using a did I do it list. As simple as it sounds, it will change your day. So why will using a did I do it list change your name? A did I do it list? A did I do it list change your day? Well, instead of chasing those check marks, instead of stressing about what you have to do, you are literally taking an overview of your day and just making sure you got it done. You just know instinctively what has to happen. Here's the other part of this thing. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. When you take that attitude, you're going to prioritize that to-do list and you're going to make it smaller. A lot of the things that are on your list now don't need to be there. They can be delegated. They can be thrown away. And when you start having to kind of remember an overall picture of what's going on, you can only maintain so many things. Scott, don't do that. You shouldn't keep it in your brain. You should write it down. I'm just telling you. They're doing too much. Change your mindset. Put things on your list that you know you need to do, that are important for you to do, and just know they're there, and just check throughout the day to make sure you've done them. It'll change everything about how you do things. Mostly, you'll just relax. Now, in my world, I get up in the morning, and first thing I do after I go through my personal time is I check that list of things that I know just have to be done today, and then I close it. And maybe later in the day, I'll look at it and say, did I get it all done? That's it. If I have specific projects, I dig in deeper and I check them off as I go. But overall, I'm just checking in to make sure I did what I said I was going to do for the day. I find to-do lists as punishment. I really, truly do. I just find it as punishment. It's like, that's not what I want to do in my life is check things off. And if the satisfaction you get is checking things off a list, I suggest you look at the stuff you're doing because the satisfaction should be in what you're doing, not in getting it done. All right? Just me. You don't have to listen, but you did. Sorry about that. All right. Hey, do me a favor. Join me over at Facebook. Join me there. The URL, the web address at Meta is dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's a good group, a happy group. They post, they put motivational stuff there. You saw a picture of my dog there. I recorded these videos, a video of me recording my whole week of shows, and I posted that on the Facebook page. Really cool if you haven't seen it, to see the behind-the-scenes process of how I do this. It's a lot of fun to watch. Might want to check that out. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. That's it for me. I got the weekend off. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.